Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Peace be with you. I am Bruce Wozniak. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots of other platforms. Thanks so much for listening, and do be sure that you've hit the subscribe button so that you get every episode automatically every week. There is no cost to subscribe. It's simply an option you select one time for convenience. There is even a subscribe page on the website that tells you not only the many places where, but how you can subscribe. Again, though, there's no cost to do that. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net. You can listen there, but there are also links there to hear the show on all kinds of podcast listening apps, and there are links on the website to Catholic Sports Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Please be sure to like, follow, comment, etc. on those platforms. You can always send comments through the website. Plus, you can post thoughts, suggestions, and engage with other listeners, and even post prayer requests in the show's Facebook group, which is called CSR Listeners. There's a button for that, too, on CatholicSportsRadio.net. Who do you know that could stand to benefit from and or who would enjoy listening to the show? I would appreciate it if you would tell others about Catholic Sports Radio as I continue trying to draw in more listeners in the hopes that this ministry will bring them closer to Christ. And by the way, if this is your first time listening, thank you. And do go back and listen to previous episodes of Catholic Sports Radio. There have been a lot of great guests, a lot of really good testimony. In terms of my ministry moment for this episode, we just had the NFL draft about a week or 10 days ago. That means that the media have spent the days since then issuing their draft report cards, writing about how they think the teams did, what went well, and where they feel the teams can still improve, or even what they did or didn't do poorly. It makes me think of the daily examen, which is popular in Ignatian spirituality. It's a common practice among Jesuits and many other Christians, and while one account that you'll find online about it says that St. Ignatius practiced the following five steps, I encourage you to take the approach that I just mentioned about NFL journalists. It's said that St. Ignatius recommends 1. Become aware of God's presence. 2. Review the day with gratitude. 3. Pay attention to your emotions. 4. Choose one feature of the day and pray from it. And 5. Look toward tomorrow. Again, while you'll find variations of that online, consider mostly, spiritually speaking, just like the NFL teams during the draft, what went well, where can you still improve, or what did you do or didn't you do poorly? And then ask God for a greater awareness of his presence for the next day. Moving on now with episode 66, my guest has just graduated from Florida State University, where she was a pole vaulter, ranking among the Seminoles' top 10 all time, both outdoors and indoors. In high school, she competed for Winter Park High in Central Florida and was undefeated during her senior season there. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Nikki Bresky.
Hey, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you for making time for this today. So, Nikki, congratulations on being a new college graduate. I wonder, is this an exciting time for you because you're finally finished with all your schooling, or is it the opposite and you're putting in overtime with praying because it's a scary time because you're finally finished with all your schooling?
Well, it's definitely a little bit of both. Always exciting. I love change and I love what's to come. I did think I had a couple more months, however, to prepare for the change. But with all of this going on, I've definitely gone into overdrive in praying and just asking God to lead me wherever He wants me to go next and worry less, stress about it less, and just allow Him to guide my life where He wants me to be.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, on that note, on March 13th, you put up a post on social media saying, quote, "Heartbroken is an understatement. This was going to be the year I finally put up a new personal best. This was going to be the year I made it to nationals. This was going to be the best outdoor season yet. I've never felt more ready," end quote. There was actually even more to it. But Nikki, how much did you lean on God to help you through that confusing and disappointing time? Or is it, you know what, Bruce, I'm human. I don't know that I leaned on Him. I was mad.
I would definitely say in the beginning, after hearing that our season was just completely canceled and I couldn't compete the rest of my senior season, I was very disappointed. I didn't really want to turn to God. I just let myself feel all the emotions I was feeling. But in the end, I realized that's not helping me to turn away from God at all. If anything, you know, I find so much peace and comfort every time I do lean on Him and I do pray to Him, that I ended up as mad or whatever as I was feeling all of those emotions. I really just said, God, obviously, you know, may Your will be done, and allow us, even if we don't understand it now, allow us to get through this time. So much better now, but in the beginning, it was definitely hard to accept. It felt like I was mourning the loss of someone.
Wow. Yeah. And of course, there's obviously different things at play there, because it's not only the competition side of things, but as you started to say when we first began talking, just flat out the schooling itself and your senior year not ending the way that we all think that it should. So certainly a lot of time asking God, show me Your hand in all this and what I'm supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we dove right into present day, but Nikki, let's back up and show the audience the foundation that your faith was built on.
Okay, so I'm one of six kids, so I have five siblings. I was cradle Catholic, so born and raised. I went to St. Margaret Mary Catholic School, K through eighth grade, and then we always went to Mass as a family every Sunday, so that was my upbringing. I went to public school after that, Winter Park High School.
And where are you in those six children?
I'm number five.
Okay. Well, let's come back to Florida State now. I asked you before whether you leaned on God or not when your senior pole vault season ended prematurely. Share with the audience what happened a few years ago, your very first week of college, and then also what impact that had on your faith life.
Okay, so I went to college for a week, and then I got a call from my mom to come home. My dad was in the hospital and on life support. And we knew that was going to be the last time we got to see him. So he passed away a couple of days later. And so after feeling so lost in that, especially, you know, losing a parent and then having to go back to a place that I was unfamiliar with. I mean, I only spent a week there in Tallahassee. I just found so much comfort I started going to daily Mass every morning and just starting my day off with God. And that gave me so much peace. I didn't want to leave the church after, because that was where I felt at home, even though I hadn't been to that church before. It was just the presence of God and knowing that each Catholic Mass was the same in terms of reading and whatnot.
Okay, but obviously when someone goes through an experience like that, you could go one of two ways. You could be angry at God because you lost your parent, and you could desert the church altogether, or you could do what you did. And even though you did just describe this Catholic upbringing when you were a child and one of six kids, what was your mindset that told you, I have to go back to Tallahassee for school, but I'm going to dive right into my faith and let God carry me through this? Because as I said, you know, especially at the time that you were, the age that you were, the environment you were in, it would have been very easy to just desert your faith and say, I'm just going to cry myself to sleep at night and eventually I'll stop.
Mm-hmm. I think just knowing, I haven't had too much experience with loss or anything. So I was pretty, I'd say, surface level in my faith before that. But I think knowing, I've seen people come out of college or go through college, and I've seen the heartbreak of all of the sins, the just like the drinking and the partying. And I knew that wasn't something that I wanted to do. And I knew that ultimately wouldn't help me in track. I'm a very disciplined person, and knowing that that other way, that other option wasn't something that I wanted to do. And just seeing the direct results, I would say results of what God was doing in my life, and just the feelings of peace and being with him, even in the chaotic time that I was living in, was more than enough to help me go like towards him and run towards him rather than away from him.
Do you remember, though, I commend you, I love the decision, the path that you took, but do you remember there had to be a lot of temptation around you of that not being the popular choice, maybe Satan trying to work on you, thinking that God had taken your father from you, and of course, like you said, all the alcohol that's usually readily available, unfortunately, in a college setting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely, there definitely was temptation. Just, yeah, my peers, that's what they were doing. That was where what everybody did on the weekends and weekdays. It really just didn't interest me. And even though there were times that I felt pretty lonely and didn't have many friends because that's what everyone was doing, I found an even deeper love for my relationship with God, and knowing that, though that it was really hard, you know, feeling, you know, alone and not doing what everyone was doing, I found so much peace with my relationship and who I was as a person. And I think it just helped me realize that God created us for so much more. So it gave me pretty clear eyes to see that even though I was in an environment in which sin was dwelling, that wasn't the only option that I had.
Outstanding. Outstanding. That's wonderful. In the 2019 season, injury limited your indoor season to just 3 meets. What was the injury and how did you deal with that?
So I had both of my Achilles. I had pretty bad tendonitis in both of them. So I had to get 2 rounds of PRP, which is the platelet-rich plasma injection. So they spin the blood around and they take the platelet-rich part of it to inject it back into the Achilles to promote healing within it. That was about a 4 to 6 week recovery time.
Wow. Wow. Well, listeners, 4 weeks ago on episode 62, my guest was Chris Godfrey, who won a Super Bowl with the New York Giants. I can actually draw a similarity to something he talked about with something that Nikki can relate to. But before I ask her about that, I do want to thank Rich Garcia, a former Major League Baseball umpire and the guest on episode 61 of Catholic Sports Radio, for the donation that he made to my show, to this Catholic Sports Radio ministry. If you like what I'm doing here, if you're tuning in regularly to Catholic Sports Radio, if it's helping your faith life, if you believe in this ministry, if you enjoy Catholic Sports Radio, you're getting some type of value, some benefit from it, and want to help out, I would appreciate your support. I am just a one-man show, taking this all on by myself, including doing all the producing, hosting, and editing of this show every week, as well as the administrative and promotional work, booking the guests, and so on, which means that all the expenses come out of my pocket. So if you feel I'm giving you something each week that you'd like to support, do what Rich Garcia did and utilize the Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net, which will give you the opportunity to contribute in whatever amount you wish securely online. And for those of you that don't like the idea of putting credit card information online, just email me through the contact page on the website, and I will get you an address to send a check or money order to via U.S. mail. Anyhow, if you are okay with doing it online, look for the Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net. Pray about it and see if this ministry might be somewhere that you feel moved to support. I would truly appreciate that. On episodes 53 through 60, I had been giving out examples of many expenses that your donation helps me with. You can go back and listen to those to hear the various costs that I was citing. Anyhow, no contribution is too big and no contribution is too small. It all helps with the various expenses related to running Catholic Sports Radio. Nikki, as I started to say there, back on episode 62, Chris Godfrey talked about Life Athletes, which he is the president and founder of. And during that conversation, he said to me, quote, "We invite the young people to join us, over 300 professional and Olympic athletes, to live lives of virtue, abstinence, and respect for life," end quote. From everything I've seen, you seem to support and follow that approach.
Yeah, I would say I have a definite passion, especially for abstinence and promoting chastity among all young single people. I've read so many books about chastity, and I've loved learning about it. I've loved realizing and understanding God's plan for sex and for what he's created it for and our relationship with him in those times of temptation and whatnot. But I've found such a love for promoting it and promoting life and understanding that God has created each and every one of us for our mission, for his plan.
I want to, unfortunately, because we don't like giving him the publicity, but I want to bring Satan back into this, because I hope that there are a lot of parents listening right now that are thinking, wow, here's a young lady that just talked about resisting alcohol when she was a college student and especially as a student athlete, and now she's here promoting abstinence and chastity. So do you think, Nikki, that Satan has tried to work overtime on you and tried to tempt you more so than those that aren't as devoted to it as you? Or is it just you're so strong in your faith that you just kind of put on the armor of God and forge ahead with these deep beliefs that you have?
I think because I've found such a love and God's given me such a passion for it, there has been a lot of temptation, a lot more, I guess I would say, focus on what I'm quote unquote not getting or not experiencing. You know, the college motto you'd ask anybody is, well, it's all about experiencing life. And, you know, don't be too serious. These are the best 4 years of your life. Mm. But, and looking from the outside, listening to peers and whatnot, explain the heartache from giving into those temptations. There's no satisfaction in it. And though I haven't experienced it, I can say from the outside and being a friend and listening from everybody that nobody's happy with the hookup culture. Nobody's happy being hung over the next day. Nobody's satisfied, but nobody talks about it. Everybody talks about the fun that they had. But, you know, when you get alone in a room, like, are you happy with yourself? And I've seen more often than not that people aren't, and that they're searching for more. And though it seems in a twisted way, I think all of this is us searching for God. Whatever we are diving into or indulging, it's really a search for happiness and a search for Jesus.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said. We also all fall into the trap of just wanting to talk about someone's sports accomplishments, but it's worth noting that at Florida State, you were a regular on the ACC Academic Honor Roll, which again says that sports are great, and you obviously took a lot away from competing for the Seminoles, but things like studies and, of course, faith are extremely important too.
Yeah, of course. And I think, like you said, like, sports are great, but at the end of the day, there is an end to everything. There's a season for everything. And prioritizing school, especially, I think, is something so important. Education and learning are so important, especially going into the real world. And you never have a plan of when your season is going to end or an injury occurs. So having that education and that baseline to go into the real world and do whatever you're qualified to do, whatever God wants you to do, having that as a foundation, I think is so important and very underestimated.
Well, a lot of college students show up late to class because they overslept or they missed class altogether because they were sleeping in thanks to a late night. But every morning there was some place that Nikki Bresky could always be found.
Yes, I made daily mass a priority. And though I have fallen into that sleeping in temptation, I have also found that when I start my day at 7 a.m. in that mass and receiving Jesus in communion, that my day is significantly better. I start my day with so much more peace and just a happiness. I think I radiate something so much more than myself when I start my day off in daily mass and ask God to be with me and to allow him to work through me and just be a friend to everybody like Jesus was.
Well, and praise God, there was a church extremely close to where you were on campus at FSU, correct?
Yes, St. Thomas More, yes.
And that was walking distance, I'm assuming, of your dorm. Is that the case?
It was to other dorms. I actually lived in a house off campus, but I had a car that I could go to, but it was very close to the other dorms.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, you took your prayer life into competition with you also. Talk about time with God before and after your meets.
So I would always start, you know, going into meets, traveling and whatnot. I'd pray God's will be done. And regardless of the outcome, I pray for a healthy competition that I was able to walk off the pit and be able to walk off and just have the health regardless of if I did well or not. And though some meets didn't go the way I wanted to, I just asked him to continue to reveal to me his plan and allow me to trust him more in the sport and in life. I mean, the bad meets were the ones that ultimately I turned to him more, which helped deepen my relationship with him.
Well, and I'm glad that you came back around to it because I wanted to highlight for the audience that you said that you would pray to him regardless of the outcome. So I think it's worth noting that it wasn't just praising God in the times when you did your best, you posted a personal, whatever it was, it's recognizing that, okay, this didn't go my way, but I still have to always turn to God.
Mm-hmm.
You told me in the lead up to today that you are seeing God more in everyday life. Talk about that.
So I definitely have seen Jesus work more, and it's not that he is involved more. I think that I've just opened up my eyes more to seeing him. With everything going on and everything, all classes being moved online, I started looking for a job, and which is not easy right now during all of this. But I got a call for an interview. I got a job. I found a place to live that was a reasonable price. And now just getting settled into this routine, I can just see God through other people, through their kindness as they're training me right now. I can see Jesus in the lady that's training me. She's just so sweet and genuine, and she just radiates Jesus's kindness. So I can see in the everyday moments of being around people and seeing the beauty that God has created. It's so much more clear now. And not that he wasn't there before. I just think now I've opened up my eyes to see him.
Outstanding. What about when you were competing? Were there other athletes that were Catholics or even just Christians that maybe you were able to bond with in faith, or were you kind of doing this all individually on your own?
At meets, there were a couple of meets where there were other pole vaulters. We always gather for our officials to talk about the rules and whatnot. And after they were done talking, there were sometimes a few girls that would say, hey, we're all all gathering for a prayer. If you'd like to join, you're welcome to. If not, that's totally fine. So there were a couple of meets that we all, regardless of the team, we all circled up and we prayed. And I think those were some of the best meets with the best people to compete against.
Wow. Wow. Certainly no coincidence. Amazing. Amazing. Wonderful testimony, Nikki. God bless you. It's been great talking to you. I appreciate you making the time to come on Catholic Sports Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And listeners, since we do have an athlete on the show today, let us close with an athlete's prayer. And of course, we will do it together in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear God, today is game day, and I place myself in your loving hands. Help me to be a good sport. I pray that I do not seek individual glory or accolades, but rather that I play for your glory and for the good of my team. I pray that all who play this game today are protected from physical harm. And my Lord, help me to accept the bad breaks as part of the game. I pray that I play to the best of my ability and to give honor to you by accepting my position and my place in the lineup. Loving God, I pray for those who watch from the stands that they too give glory to you by accepting, without prejudice, the rules and decisions of the game today. May their hearts be filled with joy and gladness that you have given them the ultimate gifts they watch this day, the players. Dear God, I pray for the coaches and referees that they too experience your loving guidance in the decisions they make today, for those who work behind the scenes to make this day enjoyable, and for the founders and supporters. Finally, I pray to you, loving God, that you enjoy this game today and bestow on each of us wisdom and acceptance, no matter the outcome of the final score. With you in our hearts, we are all winners. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Have you ever been put on the spot and asked to explain or defend Catholic teaching on sensitive topics such as abortion, same-sex marriage, or the Eucharist? What to Say and How to Say It is a straightforward and practical resource by Brandon Vogt, best-selling and award-winning author of Why I Am Catholic and You Should Be Too. He offers essential tools for articulating even the most contentious aspects of your Catholic faith with clarity and confidence. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code TALKFAITH to get 25% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.